Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Please bless the Christ child. Please bless me that my Mary costume landed and didn't come off the wrong way.
Yes.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello. Welcome to our little Christmas nativity reenactment. I'm Elisa, the angel.
I'm Katie, obviously the Virgin Mary.
Yes, obviously. Welcome to Please Bless This Podcast. This is the podcast where two sisters talk about all things Mormon in pop culture and sometimes relive our childhood Christmas Eve together on a podcast.
Yeah. I know, this is kind of fun when you think of it that way, because this really is what we did every year growing up on Christmas Eve. We would have to dress up. Our dad would read from Luke 2, and we would like set up like a little fake manger situation. There were costumes. There may have even been costume changes. It was a lot considering there were only three children in our family.
I know. I will say that this year, in preparation for this episode, I definitely swooped in and stole the angel role from you.
Yeah.
Because growing up, you were always the angel and I was always the freaking Virgin Mary giving birth.
Yeah.
And I hated it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the angel.
Yeah. The angel is like the fun role.
Yeah. I didn't want to be the burdened underage pregnant mom.
I know. But that's literally what I am. So
not underage.
Wow.
You're an appropriate age to be having a child.
I'm going to be honest, though. One thought I did have while watching this special, the Christ child, hashtag light the world, was that if I were due in December instead of February, I would be making a lot more Virgin Mary jokes throughout. A lot more Christ child jokes.
Yeah. Interesting. My husband's birthday is a few days before Christmas, and what an odd time of year to be born. What an odd time of year to be pregnant, especially if you're like a super religious Christian woman.
That's loaded.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
I don't know if Frank is the Christ child, but he's a Christ child.
Oh my gosh. We're going to get hate mail. So let's back up. You were talking about our typical Christmas Eve festivities, and I made a list.
Okay.
This is what we would do. This is the family Christmas Eve setup. Number one, mom would print out an agenda some years. As if we hadn't been doing the same thing for a decade, we would get a printed agenda.
And like, as if any of it really mattered. Like, it was all just like, we're going to go look at Christmas lights or whatever, you know, but no, it's on paper.
It's on paper. So that's step one. Get your paper agenda out. We would have a musical program of some kind. We would play the piano. We'd sing a song. Our brother on the cello, our dad on the violin. We're performing. Think Family Home Evening on South Park. That was us.
Yes.
Next, we're doing a reenactment of the nativity, hence the outfits, while our dad reads Luke 2 from the Bible.
Yes.
And there was in the same country shepherds. That vibe, right? Keeping watch over their flocks by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shown round about them.
Okay, Elisa.
Not to brag, but I've heard it a lot.
Yeah, we've heard it enough times. I do always think of it in, is it Linus's voice?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, no, that's the voice in my head.
Yeah, I hear Charlie Brown Christmas.
The way he's like, and lo.
And lo.
Yeah.
This weird little accent, anyway.
Yeah. I do love Linus.
Yeah, me too.
Then we would watch the Nativity movie, which was for a lot of our childhood, it was like this 5-minute movie that the church put out and we would watch it. Now there's a new version of it, which we watched in preparation for this episode that we're going to talk about. It's a little bit longer. It's called The Christ Child, A Nativity Story, hashtag light the world.
Yes.
And we're going to get into that in a bit. Then we would have, this part wasn't on the agenda, but we would have a little bit of a fight about whether we were going to go and look at Christmas lights.
Correct.
And ultimately we always did, but right, there was no question. Argue about it first. Yeah.
There was never any question whether we would or not, but for some reason we treated it like there was. And by we, I mean our parents.
Yeah. It was always like, oh, what a burden. I can't believe we're doing this. And it's like, can't you? Because we do it every year.
Right. And it's literally going for a drive.
It's going for a drive.
So let's relax.
Because we grew up in Washington, it was always a little rainy, which was fun ambiance. We'd listen to a little like Mannheim Steamroller Christmas.
Yeah, I
was thinking Harry about Connick that. Jr.
Yeah, or Amy Grant.
Or Amy Grant.
Yeah.
Emmanuel God with us. And we would head to the neighborhoods with the Christmas lights. And Dad would be a little grumpy and it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was always a silly, goofy time.
Yeah. Then we would come home and eat manicotti. Always manicotti. Yeah. Our family is not Italian.
Nope.
That's just what we eat on Christmas Eve. No reason except that it's delish.
It is delish. We make a mean manicotti in this family, it turns out.
Then we would open one Christmas present, pretty much always a set of pajamas, ideally matching pajamas.
Yes.
From Old Navy. If we could swing it. Yes. And then we would watch A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yes. And then the parents go to bed and we would, or go to bed, aka wrap presents and probably stay up till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And we would, you know, get up to shenanigans.
Yep. And that is that.
Yeah. Pretty fabulous. Lots of good little easy traditions there. To me, it's almost nearly an ideal Christmas Eve, except maybe the whole nativity reenactment bit.
Yeah.
You could definitely leave that in the past.
So let's talk a little bit about the nativity video.
Let's do it.
Hashtag light the world.
Hashtag light the world.
So this newest version was released 3 years ago. It has 5.8 million views on YouTube.
Saw that.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Although if the membership of the church is what it purports to be, it's not a lot.
It's true. Yeah.
There'd be like 3 times that many views.
Yeah. Especially it's because it's been out for years and years at this point.
Not to rain on their parade, but curious.
Suspicious.
And you can find it on the church's YouTube channel, which is comeuntochrist.org, which is how you know they don't understand YouTube channel names, because it's a website.
Right. That's not how it works.
But whatever. So the basic premise of this film, this short film, is that it follows Mary and Joseph on their way to Bethlehem. She's about to give birth. You know, there's no room at the inn. She gives birth in a stable. Shepherds see an angel and come worship the baby. Wise men come from the east. Arrive a couple of years later, which is really more historically accurate than the idea that they got there that same night.
Right.
And they fall at the feet of 2-year-old Jesus and give him gifts.
Yeah, they lose their minds at the feet of toddler Jesus.
They sure do. Speaking of losing your mind, I love that. Chip is screaming in the background.
Yeah, my toddler is screaming in the background. He is not under duress. He is enjoying himself. It's nap time and he's choosing to spend it playing in his crib. He's safe and being monitored. Don't worry about it. He's a good guy. He loves it.
So a few thoughts about this latest iteration of the nativity story from the church. Because like I said, there used to be like a 5-minute version of this that was honestly very similar.
Yeah.
Like there's no English speaking dialogue that you're meant to sort of follow. There is dialogue in the, I learned that in this movie, it is Aramaic. And they don't use subtitles. Like you're not meant to like know what they're actually saying. Right. It's meant to mostly be visual and then some music and some vibes.
Yeah. They're going off vibes alone for the most part. But yeah, there is a little sprinkling of Aramaic.
And I learned by watching the YouTube video that's a making of The Christ Child that, you know, Aramaic is a dead language. So they brought in this, like, the, like, one guy who knows Aramaic.
Yeah.
And he works at, like, a museum in Minnesota. And there was no, it wasn't clear that he's, like, a member of the church necessarily. So I don't know that he is, but he's an expert in Aramaic and came in and gave the actors some lines in Aramaic that they could say. And I like to think that he kind of messed with them a little.
Yeah, I know. Just
taught them like swear words in Aramaic and no one will ever know because.
No. Yeah. Dead language.
So one thing that I noticed while watching this is it just reminded me about how the church loves to center Joseph in the story of the nativity.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's always been the case, though, when you watch the making of video, they're like, we wanted to do something that's never been done and center Joseph's perspective. And I'm like, that's always what the church does.
Right.
And it's not surprising. I mean, it's a patriarchal church. Of course, they care about the man's perspective. But it's just like a little bit silly.
Yeah, I think it's for modern men so that the modern man can watch it and feel like, I don't know, or maybe to not feel like, why is this guy sticking around?
Sure.
You know, because I think any modern man would hear the story of Mary and Joseph and, you know, her pregnancy with Jesus and be like, why didn't Joseph like run?
Yeah. You know? Right, because she, like, mysteriously gets pregnant while, I guess, like, sort of betrothed to him, right?
Yeah.
And a virgin, though virginity is a construct.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, whose baby is this?
Yeah.
I remember being told as a young child, like, in those days, Joseph could have chosen to have Mary stoned. And isn't it just so amazing that he didn't? And it's like, I mean, I guess it seems like the bar is pretty low here. Yeah.
Yikes. Must we tell the children that little tidbit?
Right. And I mean, when you watch the making of video, there are all these talking heads, you know, the director, producers, these guys from the missionary department, the ancient Aramaic dude, scholars who are like experts on the Bible times. And of all the talking heads, there is one woman who speaks, the actress who plays Mary, and she speaks for about 4 seconds.
Okay.
And that's it. And I was like, yeah, I guess I'm not surprised that we're centering the perspective of Joseph here, because it does not seem that any women are in charge or even close to it.
That's really a shame.
But not a surprise. Other thoughts about this video?
First thought, this was filmed in Utah for sure.
Oh, it was. I confirmed on the making of video.
That's great, because I didn't confirm, but I just knew.
They have a whole set that they use to make like all their Bible movies.
Uh-huh.
That's meant to look like ancient Israel.
Yeah.
Ancient Bethlehem.
And not like I'm an expert, but just watching it, I'm like, this isn't right.
Right.
This is not the land. This is Glendale. They were doing a lot of really good, like, I don't know what the word is, but like acting without speaking in this.
Yeah.
Like Joseph bebopping around, like, damn, the inn is really popping tonight.
Yeah.
You know? I he was saying a lot without saying anything, and I really appreciated that.
Lots of concerned looks. Go ahead.
I had the thought, please. Girl, you cannot seriously have the Christ child in this pile of hay. It's like, we've got to find you a different situation.
Yeah, that manger looked like a hard place for a baby to rest.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of overflowing hay.
No.
It was sort of like, could we give him a little cushion here?
And then the Christ child is born, and he was a 10-pound baby.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Jesus was a 10-pound baby.
We fast forward to the wise men showing up. The actor who played the lead wise man didn't.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Outstanding job. Yeah, he was weeping.
He was weeping. I was a little bit like confused. I was like, who is this supposed to be? Because that actor, I don't necessarily even know if I've seen him in anything, but just his face, he's very like villain coded.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, it took me a second to be like, oh, he's a wise man and yeah, not a super villain. Okay.
He's 7 feet tall. Yeah. He's like bald. He's just got a real like intense look.
Yeah. When you're shaved bald,
yeah,
you know, in ancient Jerusalem, it's like a little bit of a look.
Yeah. But he shows up, takes one look at 2-year-old Jesus and just falls apart sobbing.
Yeah.
And I thought, can we stop normalizing, like,
yes,
putting all of our adult expectations onto little children?
Again, with this
is a, yeah, 2-year-old.
Yeah. And he's just standing there like, ha-ha.
Hasn't said a word, hasn't done a thing. And people are just sobbing at his feet. And yeah, sure, if you believe that he's Jesus and he grows up to perform all these miracles, I get it. But he's a 2-year-old.
Yeah, he has not yet grown up and done anything.
No.
So it's a little bit strange. Yeah, I definitely felt the same way. It was a little bit intense. And you can tell it's supposed to be kind of like the emotional climax of, mm-hmm, I mean, like, obviously a man, a very like kind of scary looking man is weeping, you know, full face camera zoom.
Yes.
And it did not hit for me.
No,
I did not feel the spirit with that one.
No.
Unfortunately. But good attempt. That actor, it's not his fault. He did a great
job. It's not his fault.
He was fabulous and beautiful.
He did great work with the material.
Mm-hmm. The material just was lacking.
That Luke 2, Matthew 1 material.
Yeah.
Returning back to our conversation in the last episode where we watched Mr. Krueger's Christmas, and there's this like heart-wrenching scene of him in the manger talking to baby Jesus, and you and I were both like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm, should I go back to church? Why am I feeling, mm-hmm, these feelings? I will say I did not have any of those feelings watching this video, and isn't that fascinating?
Yeah, this like biblically accurate portrayal, we're just like, ugh, I don't know.
Yeah,
this is weird.
It made me think, like, it turns out the thing I'm drawn to is not like this sort of mythical tale of a baby born in a manger. It's and born of like immaculate conception. Like, what?
Yeah.
No, it's this sense of like human beings feeling connected,
mm-hmm,
feeling important, feeling like they're not alone.
Yeah, it's human stories, just, yeah, regular people who, you know, are feeling their feelings at Christmas and sharing them with others. That's what makes me question whether I should go back to church or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. It makes me, mm-hmm, think like, okay, maybe the question isn't, do I actually sort of believe in Jesus? It's, do I actually sort of need to find a community that I feel like I'm a part of again?
Yeah. Elisa, this is your Grinch moment.
And my heart grew.
Yeah. The true meaning of Christmas.
Oh my gosh, it's my Grinch moment.
Wow, I didn't know we were going to crack the Christmas code in this episode.
It's just a silly little podcast.
I know. We keep going deep.
We're in costumes, for crying out loud.
That's what it is. It's the costumes.
I know. We're really embodying. I'm taking on the work of an angel here.
We're breaking down our walls. Yeah. And I was going to say, to wrap up, come under, what is this called? The Christ Child.
The Christ Child. A nativity story. Hashtag light the world.
Yeah. My final notes, God, this is boring. And then don't forget to light the world. They have to end it with a cute little thing.
That's the thing. The only text that we have is at the very end where it quotes from Acts and it's like, Christ went about doing good, which is a real basic line of scripture to throw in there. Like, you just went through all this drama and that's what we get. Okay. But then it's like, and so should you.
Yeah.
Light the world.
Okay.
So the end message is, go to our little light the world machines and give us your money. Mm-hmm. There's actually a TikToker who's been talking about, well, a number of folks who've been talking about the light the world machines and how apparently there's a disclaimer that, because, you go to those little light the world vending machines and you're like, I'm going to buy a chicken for someone in need, or I'm going to pay for, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
But apparently there's a disclaimer that the church can choose to use those funds like however they want.
Right. And they're for sure using them however they want. And the church does not need anyone's money.
No, the church can buy people freaking chickens. They have money to do that. If they want to feed the hungry, they can feed the hungry without me going to a vending machine. But they apparently don't want to. So light the world, church.
Yeah.
Stop telling me.
We're doing
do
the
it.
Best we can. You could buy a chicken for every person on earth.
Mm-hmm.
And you choose not to. So.
Yeah. Let's just call it what it is.
Merry Christmas.
Anyway, I mean, watch it if you want. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you're interested, go for it. But I don't know. Whatevs.
Yeah, it's super whatevs. Honestly, watch Mr. Kruger's Christmas before you watch The Christ Child.
I know that one stuck with me a little bit more.
Yeah,
I will say, I'm curious to know what everybody else's Christmas Eve traditions and Christmas Day traditions are.
Mm-hmm.
And ours, like I said, is pretty set in stone. The only sort of variable is watching Muppet Christmas Carol. Sometimes we replace it with other Christmas movies.
Yeah, like what?
The Andy Griffith Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah.
Where this mean old man in town gets himself arrested on purpose because he's lonely.
Yeah,
and he
that's a
wants
good
to
one.
Be in the jailhouse for the Andy and Barney's Christmas party.
I know. Yeah. That honestly, that's my preferred sad old man Christmas special.
Yeah, very Mr. Kruger vibes.
Yeah,
there were years where we watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, mm-hmm. but only the edited TV version that we had on an old VHS tape.
Yeah.
And I do remember one year watching the real version.
Mm-hmm.
We got it on DVD from Blockbuster or something.
And yeah.
Everybody was shook at how filthy that movie
yeah,
was.
It's shocking.
And our parents were mortified.
Yeah.
Actually, just this week, Mom told me that they watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, and we were like, why are we watching this? We never need to watch this again. And I'm like, I don't know how you keep forgetting that you hate that movie.
Right. That movie is filthy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a time and a place for it. Don't get me wrong.
For sure. I enjoy it.
Get down with that movie.
Yeah. It's not an every year go-to. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we watched it so much growing up. It definitely has nostalgic value for me. So
yes. Yeah. But for our very entertainment conservative Mormon parents, it was a shock.
It's too much. Yeah.
What else? What are our other possible Christmas Eve films? the holiday, but you have to fast forward through all of Cameron Diaz's scenes.
Yeah, which is a significant portion of the movie.
Yeah, it ends up being like an hour-long movie.
Yeah, if you just want to see Jack Black and Kate Winslet and the old guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real heart of that movie. Mm-hmm. I just want to see Jack Black write a song for Kate Winslet and say, I used only the good notes.
Ugh.
What I do not want to see is Cameron Diaz acting a fool, prancing around England in her like six or seven different winter coats.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. She
apparently brought on this vacation. What suitcase is holding her seven white, all of them white, her seven white winter coats? How many variations of a white winter coat do you need on one single vacation?
Yeah, she must have bought them once she got there, because they did not fit in that luggage.
It makes me crazy.
And Jude Law is like doing borderline brown face in that movie. I noticed the last time. So much
self-tanner.
Ooh. Like, he looks crazy. I guess he just looks like a British woman. Like, I feel like that's what British women do. It's like a
stereotype of like a Love Island British woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although his daughters almost make their storyline palatable for like a couple of minutes.
Yes. Who cares about kids? I don't want to see kids in my movies.
Unless
it's the Christ child.
Ooh. Unless it's baby Jesus in a manger.
Yeah. What else did we watch? Oh, Home Alone.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Mm-hmm. I used to like Home Alone too until I realized Donald Trump was in it.
Oh, brother. Yeah.
Spoiled.
Boo.
And then sometimes we'd watch other versions of A Christmas Carol. Mostly the George C. Scott. To me, that's like the OG, most classic, perfect Christmas Carol.
For sure. If you're not going to watch the Muppets.
Yeah. Yeah. You get yourself some George C. Scott. But
I think A Muppet Christmas Carol is a perfect Christmas movie.
I agree. Have we talked about how my husband has never watched that movie in his life?
He still hasn't.
No. Last year, or maybe it was two Christmases ago, I put it on. But he didn't sit down and watch it. He was not interested.
You just gotta keep putting it on.
Yeah. Eventually it's gonna seep into his brain and his heart.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like, when love is gone.
Yes.
I can't believe that's the song I turned to, because that is my least favorite song. That's why they cut it out.
Hey, they put it back.
Version. I know. They didn't put it back for me.
Yes, they did. It doesn't make any sense. They sing When Love Is Found at the end of the movie with no context.
I don't need context.
I need context. I think that the love being gone is integral to Scrooge's story.
What's the best song from Muppet Christmas Carol? I have my answer.
Life is full of sweet surprises. Every day a gift. Perfect. What's yours?
The part I'm thinking of right now is 'tis a season to be jolly and joyous. And the like bing bong, the scatting in the background.
Yeah. I like all the songs.
I'm
a fan.
Except
I don't understand the hate.
Love is gone. Listen, everybody, we just want you all to have the best Christmas ever. It's been a real pleasure to reflect on our own Christmas experiences and to think a little bit about Jesus and then ultimately decide that we're cool. We're good.
Honestly, that has been really good for us, I think.
I think so,
too. It's important to let yourself feel these things out.
Yeah. Also, I noticed in preparation for this episode that we are releasing our 25th episode the week of Christmas. And I feel like that's like beautiful symmetry.
Oof, that's almost too good.
We didn't even try. We'll be back next week with a little New Year's Eve special. We're going hard for the holidays, my friends.
Yeah, we love a holiday.
We sure do. In the meantime, follow us everywhere at Please Bless Pod. TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Although I don't know how much longer we'll be on Twitter. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there.
Such a dumpster fire. Like and subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah.
Email us at pleasebusspod@gmail.com. You know, give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Ooh. Write a review on Apple Podcasts. That would be dynamite.
But only if you want a really, really nice shout out.
And only if you have really, really nice things to say. Otherwise, no problem. Don't worry about it. Take it easy. It's the holidays.
Yeah, come on. Please bless the Christ child. Please bless me that my Mary costume landed and didn't come off the wrong way.
Yes.
You know, please bless us all. Merry Christmas.
Oh my gosh. God bless us, everyone. And please bless this podcast.
Yeah, that's an important part. Thank you. Amen.
Goodbye.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.